Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, more commonly known as the Mormon Church, has a small but growing presence in Ireland. Now, last year, the church announced plans to build its first temple here. With a reputation for strong community values and missionary outreach, the church remains relatively unfamiliar to many outside its faith. Well, our reporter, Maura Fay, has visited a Mormon congregation to experience their worship firsthand and joins us now. So, Maura, where did you go?
So last weekend, I attended Sunday service at the church's meeting house in Clonsilla in Dublin. In the Mormon faith, a meeting house is not as sacred as a temple. Non-members of the religion can attend services in a meeting house, but not a service in a temple. Their Sunday worship is called a sacrament meeting. There's an opening hymn, then there's a sacrament service. Congregants partake of bread and water, not wine, as Mormons abstain from alcohol. And then a mix of ordinary members of the church give sermons on spiritual topics. It lasts about an hour in total. I met with Bishop Michael Holton. He's the leader of the congregation in Clonsilla. Now, being a bishop in the LDS church is different to bishop roles in other churches. It's a completely voluntary role and you're expected to serve between 5 to 7 years. You still work your normal job and can be married and have children. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or the LDS Church, is a Christian religion. They do believe in the Bible, but they also believe in the Book of Mormon, which is an additional book of scripture. According to LDS teachings, it was translated by Joseph Smith in the early 19th century from ancient gold plates given to him by an angel named Moroni, hence why they are sometimes referred to as the Mormon Church. Bishop Holton estimates that there are about 4,000 to 5,000 members of the LDS Church in Ireland, and he told me how his faith typically differs from other faiths, like the Roman Catholic Church, for instance.
There'll be some things that are similar and some things that are different. We have a hierarchy in the church, like they do in the Roman Catholic Church. We don't have a lot of iconography like they would in the Catholic Church, a lot of ritual. It's much more simple and pared down. So we're not Catholic, we're not Protestant, we don't fit into either of those characterizations. What we believe is that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is a restoration of the church that Jesus Christ organized. And so he called people to lead, apostles and 70s, and we have that in our church. But he also recognized that everybody can play a role in teaching and in healing and in helping. And so we have that as well. So it's kind of those two things. It's a bit more democratic than a Roman Catholic Church would be, but not quite as unstructured without a hierarchy as some of the evangelical churches might be.
Would you say that there are a lot of misconceptions out there about your church?
Yeah, definitely there will be misconceptions. I think one of the chief ones would be that it's an American church. There are more members outside of America than there are inside America. It's definitely a global church, and that's reflected now increasingly in the leadership that we see. We have an English apostle, we have a German apostle, we have a Chinese American apostle. So we see changes happening even in the higher echelons of the church. But certainly there's misconceptions about our history. Do we still practice polygamy? No, we don't, which is probably a chief thing that people have. Do we believe in Christ? Yes, we do. There's a variety of misconceptions that people have, and depending on who they've learned about the church from. And that's why our simple invitation is, if you want to know more, come and see what we do.
The church announced last year that they're going to be building a temple in Ireland. Is that progressing?
Yes. So this was very exciting to be able to hear that a temple is going to be announced or going to be built in Ireland. We have two temples over in the UK and two more announced over there, one in Birmingham, one in Edinburgh. But that means we have to travel, and some people can't travel for a variety of reasons. So to have a temple in Ireland will be a wonderful thing. A temple is a bit different from a church in that you have to be a member to be able to go to it. And there are certain other ordinances that we perform in the temple that we don't perform in churches, like eternal marriage, for example, the ordinance of eternal marriage. And so having a temple in our own country that we can go to, people from Belfast and Dublin and everywhere else can go to, will be a wonderful blessing. It'll take about 5 years before it's built. So we don't know the site yet. We do know it'll be somewhere in the Dublin locality, but we don't know. But it'll be a big difference even for me. It'll be maybe 1 hour away versus taking a whole, you know, half a day to travel over to England or whatever. So very much looking forward to having the temple in our own
country. I want to hear more about their beliefs. That was Bishop Michael Holton. So who else did you speak to, Maura?
So in the Mormon Church, young men are strongly encouraged to do 2 years of missionary work when they turn 18. Young women can also do missionary work for 18 months, but it's considered more optional rather than a duty. Traditionally, LDS teachings prioritize marriage and family for women. I spoke to one young missionary about what inspired him to come to Ireland on missionary work.
So my full name is Tor Magnus Birkeland Hansen. I'm from Norway, from a small place called Kristiansand, and my background is quite different to most people from the church. I have been a member for 2 years. I was baptized as a 16-year-old. My dad was a member, but he didn't want to like force me to go to church or anything because we all have our own agency to choose, and that was important for him, as it should be for everyone.
How old are you?
I'm 19, sorry.
Day to day, what are the kind of things that you're doing on a mission? Are you, you know, is it a case that you're going around knocking on people's doors and saying, hey, would you like to join our church, or what is it?
Yeah, like sometimes we knock on doors and invite people to come to church. Sometimes we go to like more populated places and we just talk to people on the streets. Yeah, you are really used to talking to people when you get on a mission, which is good. Something else we do is that we study the scriptures to increase our own knowledge. We pray, and yeah.
Do you find you get a positive reception in Ireland?
I think that wherever you are in the world doing this, I think that a lot of people will not be very open for it, including here in Ireland. But I think I love the people here, and no matter what, I think I can see, like, if I were home and somebody tried to, like, I guess, convince me that their religion was the right one, I would be kind of how I'd see most people are here. But that's the thing. I know that this religion is the true religion, the true church of Jesus Christ. And that's why I'm here, to spread that.
What's been the most interesting thing you've observed about Irish culture while you've been here so far?
The spice bag was pretty good. I guess a lot of like funny phrases that people use, like you say use a lot, and gas crack, and a lot of weird stuff. But yeah, I think in general it's quite similar to back home in Norway, but yeah, there's those small differences.
That's Tor Magnus there from Norway. Now, Maura, you touched on the role of women in the Mormon Church, and the church has faced criticism in the past for its male-dominated leadership structure. So what do the female members have to say about all of that?
I spoke to Liz McGrath from Clonsilla. She was raised Roman Catholic and became a baptized member of the LDS Church 35 years ago after becoming interested in the religion through her neighbour. Ecclesiastically, the LDS Church would be firmly committed to traditional gender roles and has a patriarchal structure. I asked Liz how she felt about being a woman in the Mormon Church, and she told me about all the various leadership roles she has held within it.
I served as the Stake Relief Society president. I also served as the Stake Primary president, which was looking after the children, meant travelling to different units, checking in on them. And I have to say, the whole time, I have never once felt this is a man's church. I link in with our bishop now at the moment, so I meet with him regularly together. We make plans for, he's ultimately responsible for the boys, 11 to 18. I'm responsible for the girls. I would say, you know, we link in together, we make plans, we plan activities, we figure out what's best for them. I've never felt that I was less than any of the male leaders in the church. I've never felt to feel like that.
I know one of the things that members of the church aren't allowed to do is drink tea or coffee. So did you give that up when you joined?
Would you believe that was the hardest thing I had to do when I joined the church? It was coffee. So I really did like, I grew up, you know, we were a typical Irish, you know, not very well off family. And I remember as a child, as a teenager, my one treat was at 11 o'clock every day during the summer holidays, my mum would bring me in and we'd make what we called milky coffee, you know. So it was the good stuff, the coffee made with the milk. So I was never a real drinker. Very, very occasionally I might have drank alcohol. But when I decided to join the church, that was my big challenge, to stop drinking tea and coffee. When you, even now, when you visit people, it's still that thing that they feel a bit awkward. You know, well, what will I give you? You know, what are you going to have if you don't want tea or coffee? And I'll be just, oh, water is fine.
That's Liz McGrath there talking to our reporter, Maura Fay, about the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints. Back after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.